I'm Chris Conley with today's Conley Commentary. You can imagine the crazy liberal groups that will descend on Milwaukee this summer during the Republican National Convention. They'll be barely moored to reality as they protest, picket, scream, and shout as Donald Trump comes to town to accept the GOP nomination. Add in some Antifa activists and some anarchists, and you can easily imagine how things might spiral out of control. Unfortunately, the city of Milwaukee's approach to managing the unhinged demonstrators is wrong. Milwaukee will require protesters to get permits. There'll be limits on how many protests will be allowed at the same time. There'll also be rules about where the protests will be allowed, in so-called free speech zones, some of them blocks away from the convention hall. Now, I understand that managing the loony left is nearly impossible, but sorry, Milwaukee, your approach is unconstitutional. It violates the First Amendment protections of freedom of speech and assembly. The fact that a protest or a rally happens at a time or place that's inconvenient for those in authority is too bad. You can't be denied a permit because your group's rally is unpopular. And the entire country is a free speech zone, not just penned-off areas determined by the police. Now, why is this important? Because it's liberals, not conservatives, who have a strange fetish to shut down free speech. Got an opinion that's unpopular with the left? Watch what happens if you try to speak on a college campus. So what's poor Milwaukee to do? Well, how about enforcing existing laws? If you block traffic, that's illegal. Arrest them. Assaulting people who disagree with you? Lock them up and charge them. Property damage? Unlike those mostly peaceful Black Lives Matter protests? How about this time filing charges and not dismiss them? What can't happen is limits on freedom of speech. Once one group is shut down, watch how quickly that precedent gets turned on you. I'm Chris Conley.